And we look around and we all look alike. We're all sitting around the same table and we feel really comfortable with ourselves. We should question that at any table that we're at. And we should be working actively to mix it up so that we're getting a real broad range of perspectives on every issue. But I would see that in Congress. I mean, one of the most interesting points, I told you about this, usually at the State of the Union address, where, you sit in the balcony and watch the State of the Union.
You know, like you do.
Yeah, like you do. You see it on TV. I'm in the room. But when you're in the room, what you can see is this real dichotomy. That on one side of the room, it's a feeling of color almost. On one side of the room, it's literally gray and white. Literally, that's the color palette on one side of the room. On the other side of the room, there's yellows and blues and whites and greens. Physically, there's a difference in color, in the tone.
Wow.
Because one side, all men, all white. On the other side, some women, some people of color. And whenever I was sitting, I would always have a guest in that booth. Mm-hmm. And I was always the most embarrassed at the beginning when people would see that. Because I'd say that, is it just me? Am I looking at how governance works? And people look down at that and go, yeah, that looks good. That looks right. We're probably getting a lot done and we're doing it right. I look at that and I go, no wonder. No wonder we struggle. No wonder people don't trust politics. We're not even noticing what these rooms look like. But it's not just politics. I mean, I'm sure we can go in any C-suite in this country and we'd see the same thing happening.
Yeah.
So until we are ready to fight for that, which means some people have to be willing to give up their seats to make room, or you need to be ready to add more seats.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're going to continue to struggle because if people haven't had the experience of being other and out and you're trying to fix the problems of those folks, it's hard to come up with the right answer when you haven't lived it.